cannot take her to court, contest the will? You can try, but in my professional opinion, it's going to cost you more than you've got, and you're not going to come away with a ranch in the end. Luther was in his right mind when he changed his will. The sucker punch of it had Raleigh swaying on his feet in a way the loss of his father had not. It threw him back to the devastation of his mother's death. He'd promised her he'd take care of the ranch, take care of the people who worked there, carry on their family legacy, and all of it had just been ripped away. He didn't even remember leaving the room, not until he almost ran over Charlotte.
Honey, what happened?
Raleigh just shook his head and kept going. He needed out of the house, into the hot, humid air. As soon as he hit the front porch, Zeke pushed up from the rocking chair he'd commandeered. What happened? The old man left her everything, all of it, the entire ranch, my mother's ranch. My home is liable to be bulldozed or turned into some kind of clubhouse. Heart sinking, he scrubbed both hands over his face. I promised them I'd look out for them, and there's not a thing I can do about it. His gaze caught on Charlotte's face. Her expression had turned carefully neutral, but she'd lost all color. He realized he wasn't the only one out of a home.
Man, I'm sorry. I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, I could...
Raleigh held up a hand, knowing what he was about to suggest. Not an option, thank you, but no.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm thinking the best option is gonna be for you to get out of town before you do something you're gonna regret.
Raleigh had no idea what he might do if he stayed and wasn't much inclined to risk ending up behind bars. And yet, I can't just leave. I need to break the news to the hands, do what I can to help them find other placements. The idea of losing anything else of his family history made Raleigh sick.
I've already done a lot of that, setting things aside for you over the years, Charlotte assured him. It won't take long to pull together the rest. We should probably hurry before that harpy gets it in her head you don't have a right to them.
Zeke pulled out his phone.
I'll make the arrangements for boxes and storage.
As his friend stepped away, Raleigh took Charlotte by the shoulders. I don't know where I'm gonna land with all this, but wherever it is, you'll have a place there. Always. Your family. She cupped his cheek.
You're a good boy, Raleigh, and you grew into a fine man. Your mama would be proud. Now, let's go get to work.
Maybe no one will notice? Kyla McKeon briefly shot her brother some side eye. Aye, right. No one will notice the 6-foot-wide chunk of plaster that's crumbled off the wall. The remains of that plaster lay in a heap on the scarred hardwood floors she'd only just waxed and polished for the wedding reception, set to be held here in a matter of days. Connor shrugged with his usual insouciance.
It's a 600-year-old castle. We'll say it's part of the ambiance.
Be serious, Con. This is important. We can't afford for anything else to go wrong. Too much is riding on this weekend. The reality of living in a centuries-old castle in the Highlands of Scotland was nowhere near as romantic as books and movies made it out to be. It was cold, drafty, and often wet. Parts of the castle were fully uninhabitable. The estimates they'd received from various contractors for truly weatherproofing the place were astronomical. Every single problem they discovered was usually a sign of a bigger, deeper issue that called for bigger, deeper pockets than they had. The truth was, they were land rich and house poor, and without a massive influx of cash, the home they both loved would fall to ruin. And while Scots did love their ruins, Kyla wasn't keen on living in one. She had a plan. One that involved using her brother's wedding as an opportunity to show the world that Ardenmuir could be a premier wedding destination. People paid big money for that sort of thing. But not if the bloody walls of the Great Hall were falling down around their ears.
Dinna fash yourself. It stood for this long. It's not gonna crash onto our heads this weekend. So say you,